It was last Monday that I first read today's readings for the first time to prepare a homily, and I was going in a very different direction. In fact, I had almost written much of it. And then the events in the country broke loose, and I decided to reflect on those readings again. And so this reflection is, this homily is a fruit of that reflection. It doesn't seem to me like we are in the 21st century. As humanity makes progress, society is supposed to become safer, more egalitarian, peaceful. Instead, the kind of violence and turmoil we are experiencing looks like we are digressing. We have made unprecedented progress when it comes to education, science, technology. But racial, religious, and economic strife, the kind that we are seeing today, makes us feel like in these areas we are not keeping up with the progress we are making. Really, racial, religious, and economic strife should be a thing of the past. After all, we are intelligent, knowledgeable human beings. Instead, a dozen more lives have been lost, civilians and police officers. The story of the Good Samaritan in today's gospel reading comes right after this very tense and violent week in our country. And the racial nature of this violence makes it even more tragic. And I don't know if you are feeling the same helplessness that I'm feeling. I keep asking myself, I so want to just wipe it all away, and I'm sure you feel the same way. But who am I? Who are you? We're just small players in this big picture. So I feel very, 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 very helpless. Where can we turn for help? The parable of the Good Samaritan in today's gospel reading is a good place to turn for help. Let me reflect on that and what's happening in our country in these 3 points. The parable of the Good Samaritan was prompted by a question. The question that a scholar of the law asked, and the question was, who is my neighbor? And really, who is my neighbor? On the periphery, Jesus' answer seems very ordinary. He seems to be saying that any person in need is our neighbor. But if we understand the hostility between the Jews and the Samaritans, then this is not just an ordinary answer. I think Jesus is proposing this parable as a catalyst for social change. Let me draw some analogies. If you want to understand the hostility between the Samaritans and the Jews, one way to think about it is to look at the modern day relationship between Palestine and Israel. You know how volatile that is. That's one way to understand. Another example I want to put before you is how shocking this parable may have sounded to Jesus' hearers. It's as shocking as if Jesus was here today and to the Americans he would be preaching or relating the parable of the good Taliban. That's how it would have sounded to them. In other words, In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus, who was a Jew, took the most villainized person in Jewish society and portrayed him as good. The villain becomes the hero. The enemy becomes a neighbor. Jesus was trying to change how people think. Folks, our actions come from how we think. If we look at what's happening in the nation, it's how people think. Action comes later. And Jesus was trying to change people's thinking. And Jesus, by proposing this parable to us today, is trying to change our thinking. If society must know peace, our thinking has to change. I'm going to talk more about that in my third point. Secondly, even though this parable is called the parable of the Good Samaritan, there are other characters in the story. So there is the victim who fell among robbers. We know nothing about him. We know nothing about his identity, his ethnicity, his religion, or his age. We know nothing. When you think deeply, does it matter that we know nothing about him? A victim is a victim no matter what his religion, race, color, or class. A victim is a victim. Five police officers and other civilians have died in the latest violence in our country. Immaterial of their race, color, or ethnicity, they are all dead, and we can do nothing to bring them back. Does it matter what the identity of the victims are? And then there is the priest and the Levite who left the half-dead man alone. And then there is the innkeeper who carries out the instruction of the Good Samaritan and does his best. So these are all the other characters in the story. Folks, whether we like it or not, we are all actors in the story. The brilliance of Jesus' parable is that it puts the reader in the story. We are all actors in our society. We all are. We play a role in the conversations we have, in the attitudes we develop, in the judgments we make, in the steps we take, in the actions we carry out or fail to carry out. We are all actors in the parable. Whether we effect positive change, negative change, or are simply bystanders is a choice we make. Doing good is also a choice. And Jesus, in proposing this parable, is hoping that the reader becomes like the Samaritan who did good. Doing good is a conscious, deliberate, everyday choice. And thirdly, the society of Jesus' time, we know, was in turmoil. The dynamic of the relationship between Jews, Romans, and the Samaritans. Just think about it. The Romans were the rulers. They had robbed Palestine of her freedom. And then there are the Samaritans. This dynamic between these three communities made Jesus' time a very, very volatile time. It's something like our society, where there is racial, political, social, economic, and religious turmoil. Some things got to change. And what was Jesus changing, right? I said earlier that Jesus proposed the parable of the Good Samaritan as a catalyst for change. After elevating the enemy as the neighbor and the villain as the hero, Jesus told the scholar, he said, go and do likewise. Oh my goodness. Go and do likewise. And what do you think is Christ is saying to us today? I think the same thing. What does that mean? This means that we do not generalize enemies. That we do not generalize enemies. Racism and reverse racism originate from the generalization of the other. Stereotyping black people, white people, police officers, Muslims, Jews, immigrants, gay people, transgender people. Isn't that our problem? When Christ says, go and do likewise, he's saying, just like what he did to the Samaritan, which is take somebody who is otherwise disliked and made him the neighbor. I think when Jesus is saying, go and do likewise, he's saying, can we do that? I think Christ is saying to us that we cannot choose our neighbor. Every life matters. Every life matters. Go and do likewise. It's a very powerful statement. Go and do likewise. I think it's very, very providential that in this week we have such powerful readings. But they're not just cute stories, folks. They are a catalyst for social change. For those who understand the Eucharist really well, it's not just a matter of devotion. The Eucharist changed history. When people come to church at a Eucharist, Christ makes no difference between who's there. Christ is everybody's. It's a true catalyst for social change. The problem is to take this out there. And who can do it? You and I. But our thinking has to change. Go and do likewise. People of God said,